We are welcoming back to the program Rich Fernandez, the president and CEO of BID Milton, to give us a little update on what's happening during this pandemic and also about their new center about to open here in Quincy. Nice to see you again, Rich.
Yes, nice to see you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. I know last time we chatted, I said I hope we could do it in person next time. Unfortunately, we're unable, but I'm glad we have at least this option to chat.
Yes, definitely. Challenging times, but I think, we're learning to live with it, and the Boston healthcare system and the citizens of Massachusetts have been doing a great job. We're in steady recovery, I think, in on many fronts. So it's as good as can be expected, I think, here at the end of October.
Yeah, no, last time we chatted, it was really, things were very difficult. There was a lot of restrictions in visiting the hospital in Milton. I think you were solely, exclusively a COVID treatment center. What's the status now?
Yeah, so things, since the kind of, when you look at the Massachusetts stats, since the end of May, things have definitely been sliding down. The governor allowed hospitals in early June and then a little bit more flexibility in early July. But ever since then, Joe, I just say, April, March and April were things, it's kind of like that picture in my background there, stormy seas, stuff that you don't ever want to encounter again. But our team, like I said back then, just did an amazing job of adapting, innovating, staying safe. I think that's one of the things that I'm most proud of is we were able to keep our doctors, our staff safe so that we could care for patients. But since the governor allowed us to start doing elective services, Joe, we've actually been doing really, really well. I think our providers, our staff feel safe, and that trust and connection with their patients. We're, since July, real quickly, by the end of July, we were almost back to normal in almost every category, except for emergency department visits have lagged across the state, and we're still probably maybe just a little bit behind, but everything else, surgery, cancer screening, mammography, specialty visits, things and care people need, people are coming to BID Milton. So we're really thankful and really proud of the work our staff and providers have done.
Yeah. Do you have any COVID patients at Milton?
We've had less than five patients, more like typically two for the last 4 months. So it hasn't, again, cases are up there. You can see it in the paper, but people aren't requiring hospitalizations, which is terrific. That's a number of factors, right? It's impacting younger folks. We've gotten a little bit better. I think our at-risk patients are still doing the right thing, wearing masks, not socially distancing, washing their hands. Testing has gotten tremendously better here in the BILH system, but across the state. And that helps, as I tell people, we can actually see the sparks now in the forest fire, and we can quickly dampen them. We're in a much different place, Joe. We can't let our guard down, but as a healthcare leader and hospital president, I really feel like we're in a different place, and we're much better prepared to manage this. So sometimes you have to go through some rough times to get prepared for a 100-year pandemic.
Yeah, I have a friend who visited his primary care physician at BID Milton just this week and mentioned to me that there is a COVID drive-through testing facility. Is that for the?
Yep, and actually we're winterizing it right now. We're converting it to be fully accessible through the winter, snow, cold, and whatever. But we've been treating hundreds of patients, either patients of ours getting surgery or endoscopy, or people in the community that are symptomatic or their PCP thinks they need a test, they can come by here. I think soon probably in the early part of next year, we're kind of in the planning phase and kind of on back order with kind of more rapid tests. We'll be able to do a much broader population in the community, but we will let you and the rest of this community know as soon as we can do that. But we're doing hundreds of tests a day right through our drive-through, quick, 5 minute nose swab, boom, get the results back, anywhere from 2 to 5 days if you're not a hospitalized patient. So whole new business line for us.
Yeah, I'm sure. And probably was something that you will bring to the new Quincy Center eventually. I remember when we talked at the outbreak of the pandemic, I had asked you, do you still feel confident you'll be able to open the new Quincy facility? And lo and behold, the answer is yes.
Yep. Our construction crews, our internal team have just been working phenomenally since that kind of early June. We actually worked with our construction site to actually move the construction timeline, working weekends to make sure we could get this open up in October. So we're super excited about our new site. And I say COVID put a lot of things on the sideline, but we were not going to let it slow this project down. So we're really excited about it. It opens, I can tell you a little bit more about it. We opened October 28th. That's a week from today. So super excited. It will be urgent care, primary care, and specialty care. So our urgent care is staffed by our emergency physicians and trained people. So if it's not a life-threatening emergency, I really suggest for the people of Quincy to give our urgent care a try. If we can't treat them there, or they need a higher level of care, we will fast track them right to our emergency department. So really excited about that. And there's actually a hometown story that I'm sure we'll tell, but one of our new primary care doctors is actually from the city of Quincy, Dr. Chung. She speaks Cantonese and is starting there right in the beginning of November. So we're super excited that we'll have two primary care there who are open panels and are ready to serve the people of Quincy and in this region. And then from a specialty perspective, we'll have both surgical specialties. We'll have a new both non-operative and operative orthopedic surgeon working there who's affiliated with the BID system. So the lumps and bumps, weekend warriors, you know, if they need to see urgent care or get a primary care visit or orthopedics, we really view this as providing comprehensive care in the community right where people live and work. So we're really excited about this site.
Yeah, for folks who are not familiar, if you could tell us a little bit about where it's located, how it's accessed, and what will be happening at that facility. And while you're doing that, I have a photo to show folks of what it looks like.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, so it is. It's 100 Walter Hannon Parkway, right outside of all the development in downtown Quincy. There, we have the entire first floor. Like I said, it will be urgent care, primary care, and specialty. We will have imaging, so radiology, and a full service lab. So if it's more convenient to get your X-ray at the Quincy site or get your labs instead of coming to the hospital, you'll be able to do that. It'll be open. And we'll modulate the hours depending on how busy it is, but it'll be open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we're really excited. There'll be parking here in the front, as you can see, and then there's also parking right in the back, both for patients and for staff. So we really feel like it's a good location. It's high visibility, whether they're coming from, you know, Southern Quincy or from downtown. But I think the main thing is this is high acuity urgent care. We will do everything from flu shots to COVID tests to other things, but I want people to know that if they have a broken bone or a non-life-threatening injury, this is probably a first good stop because we will get you in and out of there a lot quicker than a typical emergency department visit.
Okay, and for folks who are not familiar, this is the former Quincy Career Center location, kind of right behind the Hancock Park Rehabilitation Center. So this is really in the heart of the city.
Exactly.
The center itself, Rich, now we shouldn't confuse it with an emergency room, correct? So there would not be ambulances coming and going, basically.
Yeah, there typically wouldn't be an ambulance, you know, although we're working with the city and Brewster Ambulance and others to, you know, for patients that aren't emergency level, are there opportunities? We're working, you know, trying to think creatively with the state and others to say, are there avenues for appropriate patients to come to an emergency care? We do have some spots for ambulances, partly to either take them out of our place or if we can work to bring appropriate patients there via ambulance. As you know, everybody who comes in an ambulance is in a life-threatening piece. But so we're excited about it. But it really will be comprehensive urgent care. You can come for your fever, or your flu test, or those things, and you can also come if you, you know, you broke your collarbone or your leg's hurting, or you had weekend pain. And then what we love about it is that if you don't have a primary care physician, we have primary care physicians right there. We can make a follow-up. If you need a follow-up with a specialist, which right now are primarily surgical specialties, but we fully intend to get other medical services in there, like, you know, possibly pulmonary and neurology and other services, we know the city of Quincy and the residents want convenient healthcare. So we have room to grow in that space as well.
The timing is really critical. As you're well aware, the emergency department at the former Quincy Medical Center is just about ready to close. So this is kind of picking up right where that leaves off.
Exactly. And that's what we've been focused on. The minute we heard that the Quincy Emergency Department was closing, we worked with our construction crews and our whole planning team to move the opening up, specifically to get a few days under our belt before the Quincy closure. But our focus is really about getting this site open, making sure it's the type of care that the city of Quincy residents want and need. So urgent care, primary care, and specialty care, I think we have a pretty good offering there. And I hope people, you know, give it a try. And like I said, the urgent care, if they need a higher level of care, we will get them either to our place or downtown, like we always would do. So
Pediatric search, will those that be offered there as well?
So it's interesting. So so for urgent care, any age can come. For primary care, they're actually both family physicians. So yes, they'll be able to see kids to adults to grandparents. Any age is all welcome there.
Okay. Did you actually purchase the building, or are you leasing it?
We're leasing it. Yeah, we have a long-term lease there. And again, we built out probably 80% of it. We have a little sliver that we could expand, whether we need additional imaging, more primary care space, etc. So we're really excited. It's a great location, and I think obviously needed now with the Quincy ER closing even more.
Yes, exactly. For folks who would like to, you know, learn more about it, or if their primary care physician is there or will be there, how do they do that?
Yep. So we will have it on our website, you know, www.bidmilton.org. There'll be a separate link to the site. And I think one unique feature that people may really like, the urgent care, you'll actually be able to make an appointment if you choose to. You can just walk in, or you could make an electronic, you know, appointment right on the through our website to a direct link. So I know nobody likes to wait, and there, you know, you'll wait less if you have an appointment. And then if you can't make an appointment or choose not to, or it's a little more urgent, obviously people can just walk in and we'll be happy to.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else that we should let folks know about right now?
No, just know it's Wednesday, October 28th. I know the a lot of is changing in Quincy, but it's great to have Beth Israel Lahey Health and BID Milton now have a presence here in the city. And I just like to thank you for having me. The city has been, and the mayor's office has been terrific to work with. And we're going to have a COVID-safe ribbon cutting. It's not going to be a big thing, but just some pictures. So people should keep their eyes out there. And I hope they give it a try.
Great. Really appreciate the opportunity, Rich, to talk to you and let folks know about this. Please reach out here at QATV if we can be of any more assistance to get information out to the community. We'll be happy to do it.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.